You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Nō mai, hoki mai ki te hōtaka parakuahi. Welcome along, welcome back to the 95BFM Breakfast Show. It's Wednesday morning and some very cool things are happening in Tāmaki Makaurau tonight. We've got two people in the studio to chat about one of those things. It's the Agenda Zine second issue launch, which will be happening up on Karangahape Road. We have got Sherry Zhung and we have also got Nika Januszkiewicz. How are you?
Very good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you so much for coming in. Sherry, your voice will be very familiar to BFM listeners.
Once upon a time, I was a Wednesday wire.
Yeah.
Now it's a Wednesday again, right?
Yeah, it is. Hey, it's good to have you back wearing a different hat today. Talking about Agenda Zine, tell us a little bit about what it is. What is Agenda Zine?
So I think it starts off with like what a zine is, which is essentially a zine is like a mini magazine that is sort of independently made. Mm-hmm. And so ours is a specifically like queer focused magazine and we showcase queer art and think pieces and things like that. Mm.
I guess a zine has that whole history of like hijacking and disrupting and not waiting for gatekeepers or traditional media to catch up. So yeah, I guess last year through Rainbow Law, because we're both nerdy law students.
Yeah.
We love a nerdy law student.
We were like, we want to do something. So we were like figuring out, scrolling away at the zine, and then lockdown hit.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, that's fine. Well, let's keep going. And so that's why the zine kind of started off online, because that was how we thought we could get it to the people
during the lockdown.
Yeah. So we're really excited to finally be able to print it out, give it to the masses, and hold a launch party, which we've had to rearrange. Yeah. Three or four times.
Yeah.
Just 2020, just 2021 things.
Exactly.
No worries. So that is really cool. And like, as you say, zine history is very colourful. It's very disruptive, as you said, Sherry. And it has also always had really long ties with the queer communities as well. Have you both always been like interested in zine culture, or is it kind of a new thing to each of you? Or
yeah, I think new for me, at least.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, it's new for me as well, actually. When Sherry kind of pitched it initially, I'd heard of zines before, but I hadn't really like read many or anything like that. So when she pitched it, I was like, okay, this is cool. I'm going to do some research on it. And that was how I like found out about it.
I guess I've seen a lot of friends make zines and they're hand stitched. They're like photocopied. They're like these scraps of paper jammed together.
Yeah.
So we've got that energy, but we definitely are also going a bit slower with it as well, just trying to take our time
a bit.
And who do you have contributing to these? Did you just hit up your mates? Yeah. Which is also a very cool thing to do.
A lot of shoulder tapping, which is great, but also open submissions. It's cool that we've had people that we don't have connections with who now we have connections with, because they're like, I'm gonna email this thing through. But we have, what are some stand-up pieces that we've got?
I mean,
they're all fantastic. Yes.
We've got Tate Fountain, who's like a really great poet. She's, I think, submitted something for both issues so far. And we've got some really, I'm really excited in volume two about our visual art. Like we've got some fantastic queer photographers and art makers. Millie Goosh is one of them, Kate Mear. So just to name a couple, we obviously love them all, but those ones are really standouts.
And some cool pieces as well. Like we talked to Aliana Rubishkin from Intersex Community, which is something that is often not discussed in the queer community, needs a lot more visibility.
Yeah.
Also talking about the place of non-binary and trans musicians with BFM's own Amelia, which is, again, such a piece I'm so excited about.
Yeah.
And then from issue one, we've got you know, some cool, a very like legal focus essay written by Jessella Barker, which is about banning conversion therapy.
Mm.
What are the ones? We just also got really cool personal essays as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. One talking about
siblings and sexuality, growing up. It's the story of a kid who grows up and comes out, and then his sister also comes out.
And it's BFM's own James Tapp.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and who else do we have?
A lot of cool people.
A lot of cool people, basically.
Absolutely, yeah.
It sounds like a really awesome platform for, as you say, discussing all these ideas, but also sharing, you know, sharing with the community. And it can be quite difficult, especially over a year like we've had, to feel always engaged with your communities. Zines are a really lovely way to kind of like physically touch base with what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I think online is amazing, and it's been utilized in the most incredible way over the last 12 months. But there is something very special, and we are, you know, so fortunate to be able to get into a physical space, see some of the people who you might have been reading about or reading from in the first zine, and watch some music as well.
Absolutely. We've got a really cool lineup.
Yeah.
Because we're opening the night with some poetry readings from Naomi Sia and Tate Fountain. And then our lineup, we've got Zoe as Old Crystal Palaces, which is very exciting. Some new music. And also Baby Teeth.
Yep.
Amelia, Maddie, Sam. And then also closing the night, we've got this really cool rapper.
Called Ray. Ray.
Yeah.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like it's going to be heaps of fun and a really nice, I guess, I mean, Pride Month is 1 month of the year, but you know, Pride continues, you know, 12 months all year round. This is a really nice thing, I guess, for people who maybe want a little bit more of a party.
Yeah,
keep going.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, our ideal was to get it done during Pride month so that everyone could kind of come along, and we were like on the wave of Pride, but then obviously the little lockdown happened. But I think it's good. It does mean that we're extending Pride month out by another month, so I'm
excellent.
Not mad.
Yeah. So if people want to head along tonight, see some awesome music, watch some cool poets do their thing, and get a copy of the zine, what's the when's, how's, and prices?
So it's going to be on Karanga Hape Road, and it's going to be at Monster Valley, and it starts at 7 p.m. mm-hmm. and we'll go for a few hours. There's going to be really great free food, vegan food, some cheap drinks. We've got some spot prizes from, we've got some really awesome sponsors.
Cool.
Ruby, Pals, Bow Bay, all sorts of really cool places. So yeah,
we
should be really good.
Really supported by the
we
community.
We do,
definitely,
for sure.
Just so chuffed that people are excited and
want to head along.
Yeah.
Well, one of those bands, as you mentioned, playing tonight is Baby Teeth, so we might as well play the number one in the 95 BFM top 10, which is Poser. Thank you very much, Nika and Sherry, for coming in to chat to us about Agenda Zine.
Yeah, thanks
for having us.
We'll see you tonight.
Tell me so.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.